1. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency today at Open Phone Friday. And oh, by the way, Bryant McFadden was brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of your Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm.
If BMAC correctly gets a Minka pick six on a square in to Ferguson,
yep.
When we have him on next week, I will implore you to just say, BMAC, great to have you. Here are 10 interrupted minutes to say whatever you would like into the microphone. We'll just turn ours off, because that would be one of the better predictions I've ever heard. That would be like me when the Penguins played the Capitals in the playoffs several years back, predicting a 2-goal game for Phil Kessel while predicting the exact nature of each goal. A snipe.
You did that?
Yes, dude. I went on the air once
and
I said,
"Where's the audio of it?"
Joe, if he is listening right now, will vouch for me. So will Craig.
Does he have it?
I don't think we saved it. I think it was in one of the many fan audio house fires. I said, Phil Kessel is going to score a classic Phil Kessel goal off the rush where he just beats the goalie from like pretty far out. And then he is going to score an unconventional Phil Kessel goal where he goes to a dirty area and shovels a puck in.
More than a year since we saw Minka with a turnover, so that would be good news if he can pull it off against the Cowboys.
Tony, it's worse than that. Ryan Scarpino, former Steelers PR man who now goes on Twitter and occasionally tells inconvenient truths about the nature of the current team.
Yes.
Here's something nobody wants to discuss, he tweets. Since the start of 2023, Minka has no picks, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries, one tackle for a loss, 3 total passes defensed. This season, all zeros in those categories. When quarterbacks have targeted him, they have a 149.1 rating.
Man
9
alive.
For 11, 142, a touchdown, and almost 16 yards a catch.
I don't think he's been that bad, but you're paying him to be a star player, and he definitely has not been that. We'll do a Remember a Guy at 5:15, and we have a special one today for Remember a Guy. It's a guy who was a part of Steelers-Cowboys clashes in the past. But right now, it's Open Phone Friday. Let's go to Brandon to kick it off. Hello, Brandon.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
We're good, thanks.
Good. Hey, just real quick. So I saw on Twitter a video of Devontae Adams talking about how he likes to troll on social media.
Oh.
I don't necessarily think there's anything to that. He said that last year.
So do you think that means we can cross the Ravens off the list? It's actually the opposite. This
you could
means
say,
he's not going to go there.
You could say about Baltimore, quoth the Ravens, nevermore.
I was a little worried about it in the beginning, but I think we can cross it off our list.
Okay.
All right.
And so, then two things real quick here. So yep. Pompeiani is I think it was you, Chris, who said something about the pepperoncini chips. They're great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yesterday to Pomp. And then third, Pony, huge fan of your First and Pod podcast.
Thank you.
And then I'd like to, if we don't land Adams, who are your three that you'd like to see on the list if we don't land Adams?
Well, I would actually put some of these guys ahead of him. And so my ultimate wish list includes Amari Cooper in Cleveland. My ultimate wish list includes T. Higgins in Cincinnati. But I'm fully aware of the fact that those teams would probably be reluctant to trade those guys to the Steelers because they don't want to do an intra-division trade. I also think Cincinnati, because I can't quit them no matter how hard I try. I also think that they'll probably get themselves back into the mix here, and they're not a team that is necessarily going to miss out on things. Third guy, you know what? I know everyone laughed at the fact that he got overpaid. I don't know what Christian Kirk's contract is beyond this year, but if he's in the last year of his contract, I'd bring him in. I got no qualms about that guy. You do?
It's not that I have qualms. I guess I'm just wondering why nobody takes seriously the idea that they're going to make an unsexy move that might just be for a solid player who's a clear upgrade over what they have. Like, I know I keep mentioning Darius Slayton, but it's because people have talked about him being on the block. I am not going to sit here and tell you he is like this transformative talent, but when he's healthy, he's good for about 55 to 60 catches, about 700 some odd yards and like 4 to 6 touchdowns. That's not a bad receiver.
Kirk has one more year left on his contract, so maybe that makes it harder to pry him loose. Here is Otis in Mount Lebo. Hello, Otis.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, could you do me a favor? I'm with my daughter, Ireland, and she loves the idea of, hey, Bob, but she's never heard it live.
Yeah, we could probably make that happen.
Okay. It cracks me up. We were on vacation, and everyone was, hey, Bobbin.
Wait a minute. Yeah, there's an entire family of people just on vacation going, hey, Bob.
Oh, it was, hey, Bob. We absolutely love it. If you could play it, that'd be great.
Well, this is, hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
There you go, Otis. Go Steelers.
That
have a nice
wonderful.
Weekend.
Yep. Have a great weekend. Go, Steelers.
That is the definition of an open phone Friday call. Can you just...
Hey, Pop.
Can you just play a video of Stark or an audio of Starkey pranking Pop?
Hey, Pop.
No. No. You can't do that.
Here is... Yes, you can. Here's Adam on the fan. Hello, Adam.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, Tony, I tweeted you last night. I'm the dips and a strip guy. I told you to pick out some flavors, and I'll send some over.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
Yeah, man. Go on the website, pick some out, guys, and I'll send them over. You can try them out.
How about this? How about I'll put you on hold, and I'll also have my producer get your information, and we'll get squared up that way.
Awesome. All right, go ahead. So here's the question I have for you.
Yep.
Let's talk about all these Dallas Cowboy fans coming in.
Yes.
There's only two Cowboy fans I'm interested in seeing on Sunday, and those are the Cavender twins. The ones dating Ferguson. I'm hoping they come into town.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's dating a pair of twins?
No, he's dating one of them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
that would be a hell of a thing. I'm well aware of the Cavender twins. The problem is I've reached a point in my life where women that are college age, I'm more likely at this point in life to get turned on by a woman I see in her 50s.
Is it sad that I didn't know who they were?
A little bit. Seth, take care of Adam here.
I'm aware of them now.
Next up, part of our Lunatic Fringe portion, along with Sloss Boss and a guy who goes by Melon Juggler on our YouTube page, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen.
Johnny, is it true that you are close to being
I love
on,
that start.
Is it true that you are close to being on your deathbed because you have an imminent surgery that might put you out of commission for a long time?
Yeah, I'm having surgery. It's definitely less painful than being Joey Porta de Rossi in life, but I'll survive. Thank you for asking. Far too kind.
Is it in the groin area?
Yes, I have two surgeries scheduled for the groin. My groin is compromised.
Is it a urethroplasty like I had a few years ago?
No. This is hernias.
It's a blue collar man's. It's a blue collar man's surgery.
What was the joke you made about Joey Porter Jr. There, I missed that. That went over my head. What'd you call him?
Yeah, Joey Porta de Rossi. Your secondary man.
Do you get it, Mulsey? Joey Porter de Rossi.
Yeah, it's Dayton Allen DeGeneres, I think.
Oh. Okay.
Joey Porsche de Rossi. Wow. Johnny with a deep cut from 2009.
Yes, thank you for that, Johnny.
Johnny, are you predicting, let me guess your prediction for this game, if you don't mind. Fields, the Steelers win, Fields throws for roughly 430 yards, 4 touchdowns, and in a shocking twist, Ezekiel Elliott turns back the clock and sets the NFL single game rushing record.
That's pretty close. That's almost exactly what I was going to say. This game is more a battle of the Titans. Who cares about the Cowboys? Who cares about the Steelers? What everyone's tuning in is to see Justin Fields and Ezekiel Elliott, two of the Ohio State greats, two marquee players of their time, go at it.
You know, it really is a slap in the face that you are maybe our number one of our biggest fans, a Lunatic Fringe fan, though. And that you have a guy who's from here, Newcastle, who played at Ohio State named Malik Hooker will be in this game.
Yeah.
And yet there's no picture of him in your barber shop. He doesn't come in for a cut. He's completely disowned you. And he's a local guy who played at Ohio State and is made good in the NFL. And he wants nothing to do with Johnny the Barber.
He just doesn't know where I'm at. If he knew where I was at, he'd be here. He'd be here.
Johnny, you have anything else you'd like to offer?
O-H-I-O.
See you, buddy.
Yes. Honestly, Malik Hooker,
we forgot about
I
him.
Know. It never gets old, though, the Johnny calls. The Porsche de Joey Porsche de It doesn't even work, really.
It really doesn't even make sense, but that's why I said he's a member of the Lunatic Fringe.
I mean, it makes sense. It just doesn't technically work.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We will let Channel 2 update you on what the weather looks like for the Steelers game on Sunday. Mark Cabali is in the house. A full hour with him coming up in mere minutes. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. We'll be right back.